You guys are all here.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I have a job interview at Ralph Lauren tomorrow.
Oh,
congratulations.
Oh, boy, that guy's underwear sucks.
What?
Oh, I got this pair marked XS. Let me tell you, there's no room for XS anything in there.
Anyway, I'm going to be the coordinator of the women's collection. I'll work right under the director. I mean, it's the perfect, perfect job for me.
Wow. Well, if you nail the interview, you'll get it.
Yeah? You want to work on your interview skills?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with the handshake.
Huh. Hi.
Hi. Very good handshake. Good wrist action.
Thank you.
Let me try.
Okay.
Oh, my God! What did I ever do to you?
Did I squeeze it too hard? Let's just say I'm glad I'm not Chandler.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job, the joke, the broke, the love, that's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day,
Ross, I can see you in your new apartment. You can see me. Same as yesterday, same as the day before.
Is he doing his shark attack bit yet?
No. Oh, wait, there he goes. Very funny, Ross. Very lifelike and funny. Okay. Oh, no, 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 no. I wasn't waving at you, lady.
Whoa, maybe I was.
Hey, Monica, this totally hot girl in Ross's building is flirting with me.
Get in there, man. Flirt back. Mix it up.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Okay, here goes. How you doing? It worked. She's waving me over. Okay, I'll be right over. Let's see, she's on the third floor.
Wow, she is pretty, huh?
Tell me about it, huh? Oh, no, no. No, 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 I'm not with her. No, that's just Monica. Yeah.
Joey, great stuff, huh?
This is your place?
Yeah, of course it is. Oh, come on in. Ooh, ooh, go by the window. You can pretend to be surfing.
But I counted. You're not supposed to live here.
Oh, man.
What happened?
I ended up at Ross's place. Oh, I must have miscounted or something. She's not there anymore. Oh, look, Ross is doing his watching TV bit.
No, Joe, I think he's just watching TV.
We've lost visual contact with the suspect.
Okay, now I really have to go.
It's so unfair that our date has to get cut short just because some guy shot at a store clerk.
I know, but it's my job, sweetheart.
Okay, but maybe I could come too.
Suspect has just emerged naked from the sewer.
You're all right, you go.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, I just miss him so much.
For just a week, you guys are really close, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. I can't help it, though. He's so sweet. He's like this little puppy dog, you know? But like a really tough one who shoots bad guys. Oh, I just love the beginning parts of relationships, you know? You just, like, can't keep your hands off each other.
I know. It is the best.
Oh, God. So how long did that last for you and Chandler?
What? It's still going on.
Come on, seriously. When did it end?
I am serious. I mean, we're all over each other all the time.
Okay. Well, you know where you are better than I do. I was just curious.
Why don't you just calm down, Phoebe, all right? Why don't you just get all your facts before you run around telling everybody that, you know, you're the only hot couple?
God, I woke the beast.
I was wrong, obviously. I misspoke. It's okay. Well, it is okay. I mean, as long as you know that Chandler and I are also very hot and fiery. I mean, just as hot as you. I mean, our flame, woo, is on fire.
Hey, Monica, here's your broom back.
You are so cute.
Oh, hey, how'd the interview go?
Oh, horrible. Did the stupidest, most embarrassing thing.
Did you tell the guy you want to have sex with his wife and then fall right out of your chair?
No.
So what happened?
Oh, it was horrible. And the interview part went so well, you know, I even made him laugh. He said something about a boat, and I was like, well, yeah, if you've got enough life jackets. Trust me, it was very funny. Anyway, so we were saying goodbye, and,
What happened?
All right, we were shaking hands, and he kind of leaned in toward me. You know, maybe he was going to open the door, but I totally misread him, and I,
You kissed him?
I didn't know what else to do.
Well, you could have tried not kissing him.
Thanks, Chandler. Hey, Rach, a guy from Ralph Lauren called. You got a second interview.
Well, I can't believe it. I got a second interview.
Yeah, I bet that kiss isn't looking like such a mistake now, is it?
Wait a minute. You don't think that's why he wants me back?
Yeah. No.
Kiss? What are you talking about?
I accidentally kissed him in the interview, and now he wants me back, you know, of course, because let's bring back the girl who kisses everybody.
Come on, Rach.
Oh, my God. What if he thinks I'm the kind of girl that will just sleep with him?
He probably wants you back because you're right for the job.
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, gosh. How could I be so stupid?
Oh, Rachel, look, don't say that. I think you just need a hug from Joey.
Come on. She's back! Hot girl's back!
Oh, well, I'm not totally back yet, but I really appreciate
it. No, in Ross's building, she's back! She's back! Okay, wait there. I'll be over in a second. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. I gotta check out this hot girl. There she is.
Damn it, did you move?
Yes. I lived with you guys for a while, and then I found this place. I'm Ross.
Yes? Do you happen to have a hot girl in there?
No, I'm all alone.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, hey, little girl. Is your mommy or sister or babysitter by any chance a hot girl?
Daddy!
You're fine. Later, girl.
Rachel, come on in. It's really nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Oh, Rachel,
What?
Just,
Excuse me?
Yeah, let me...
Whoa!
All right. Okay, I see what's going on here. Listen, look. I am sorry if I have given you the wrong impression, but I am not some hussy who will just sleep around to get ahead. Now, even though I kissed you, that does not give you the right to demand sex from me. I do not want this job that bad. Good day, sir. Oh, you are not going to believe what that sleazeball from Ralph Lauren did to me. Okay, that's amazing. How did you know that?
You got ink on your lip.
Oh.
What do you say? Maybe sometime I hold your gun.
I don't know, man. We're really not supposed to do that.
What could happen? I mean, we just...
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Baby, do you want to go see a movie after dinner tonight?
Oh, we can't. We already have plans.
Okay. What are you doing?
Well, same thing we did all day. Just hang out at Gary's apartment. He is so amazing. We never left the bedroom. But have fun at the movie.
Oh, we're not seeing a movie.
You're not? Then why did you ask us if we wanted to go?
Oh, that's because I just, you know, wanted to know what you guys are doing so, you know, you wouldn't walk in on me and Chandler while we were, you know, doing it all night. Will you excuse me for just a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Chandler, can I see you for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have got to beat them.
Why?
Because Gary and Phoebe think they're a hotter couple than we are.
Oh, so?
So we've got to go upstairs and have a lot of sex and prove them wrong.
Look, you've got to stop this competitive thing, okay? It's crazy. I mean, just to impress Gary and Phoebe, you want me to go upstairs and have sex with you over and over and over, and I'm saying no to this. Why? Get your coat.
Hey. You should check this out. Tell the other tenants. Apparently he's running around looking for some kind of hot girl.
Who isn't? I don't think we've met. I'm Ross.
I know. You're the guy who wouldn't chip in for the handyman.
Never mind.
What? I actually thought it was really unfair the way everyone reacted. I mean, you had just moved in.
I had just moved in. Thank you. Listen,
Jen.
Jen, I know this may sound a little... but would you maybe want to grab a cup of coffee sometime? Or...
Sure, that would be nice. Oh, my number's on there. Give me a call.
I will give you a call.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Forgot my paper.
That was amazing.
Phoebe and Gary are so gonna hear about this at dinner.
That was amazing.
We are the hottest, huh? No one is hotter than we are. We're the best.
No, you're the best.
No, you're the best.
No, you're the best.
I am the best.
Hey, guys. What you been doing?
Hey, Joey. Isn't that the girl who waved at you the other day?
I don't know, but I can see through your sheet. Yeah, that's her. But you know what? Doesn't matter. I'm never going to get to meet her anyway.
Why?
Because it's impossible to find her apartment. She lives in, like, some hot girl parallel universe or something.
What are you talking about? She obviously lives on the second floor, seventh apartment from the left.
No. She lives on the third floor, eighth apartment from the left.
No. Those first two windows, that's the lobby. And you know that other window over there? That's the stairway. You've been counting wrong.
I did not know that. Thank you, Monica.
I can't believe I almost lost another girl because of Calvin.
So, you ready?
Yeah, I'll just get my coat.
Okay.
Could you get that?
Sure. Stop!
First, I would like to say thank you for agreeing to see me again.
That's quite all right, but I feel obligated to tell you that this meeting is being videotaped.
Okay. Well, first, I would like to start by apologizing for kissing you. And for yelling at you.
Fair enough.
Now, you're probably going to hire one of the people who did not yell at you and storm out. And I think that's a big mistake. And here's why. I made a huge fool of myself, and I came back. That shows courage. When I thought you wanted sex in exchange for this job, I said no. That shows integrity. And I was not afraid to stand up for myself. And that shows courage. Okay. Now, I know that I've already said courage, but you gotta have courage. And finally, when I thought you were making sexual advances in the workplace, I said no, and I was not litigious. So there you go. You got courage, you got integrity, you got courage again, and not litigious. Look, Mr.
Zellner.
Zellner! Oh, I really, really want this job, and I think I would be really good at it.
You know what?
Yeah.
I may regret this, but I'm going to give you a shot.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God. Oh, would it be completely inappropriate if I gave you a hug?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then how about a handshake? Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I did not mean to touch that. I mean you. There. Okay, so thank you. I'm going to leave. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Hey, I'll see you Monday. Are you tired, Chandler?
You better believe he's tired after the day we had. If you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Honey, the tortilla chips know what you mean.
So, Chandler, do you like that badge I got you?
Oh, yeah, it's so cool. Now I gotta go. Officer Bing's got a 10-100.
It's pee-pee.
You have a twig in your hair.
Oh, we kind of took a little detour on our way over here.
Yeah, we were taking a little stroll through the park and no one was around, so.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We violated Section 12, Paragraph 7 of the Criminal Code.
The park, huh? Public place?
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. Can you excuse me for a second?
Oh.
Hi, Chandler.
Monica, this is the men's room.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. But see, I've always found the men's bathroom very sexual. Haven't you?
No. And if I did, I don't think we'd be going out. This is getting ridiculous.
We can't let them win.
We have already proved that we are hot, okay? So why are you getting so obsessed about this thing?
Because Phoebe and Gary are in that can't keep their hands off each other, doing it in the park phase.
So?
So? You're really sad that we're not really there anymore.
Oh, wow. Is that what this has all been about?
Wasn't it a lot more exciting when we were, you know, all over each other all the time?
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was really great, but to tell you the truth, I'm more excited about where we are now.
Really?
Yeah. I've never been in a relationship that's lasted this long before.
You know, to get past the beginning and still want to be around each other all the time? Well, I think that's pretty incredible. And the fact that this is all happening with you, yeah, I think that's pretty exciting.
That's so sweet. I know that I was acting a little crazy, but I feel the same way.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? You just freaked out about our relationship.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Admit it. You freaked out.
Okay, I freaked out a little.
A little? You freaked out big time, okay? And I fixed it. We have switched places. I am the relationship king, and you are the crazy, irrational screw-up. And now we're back.
I cannot believe Russ is buying them. Thank God. I can't watch them anymore.
You guys ready for the movies?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, thank you for loaning us Pamela and Yasmin.
Man, they cannot get enough.